Shalom to all. Today we're learning Mizachas Kelim Perek Yudzayin Mishia Dalan Tesvav. And today's Mishnah we're learning Mizchos Aser Bas Rachel Shishi Mizachas Vayin Ruziv Gaha Gon Bikar of Mamish. Now the previous Mishnah we had learned that Kelim that are made from something in water, for example fish skin, are not Mekabel Tomos. And we can do something similar. V'yesh Mamash Nifer B'yamei Rishon Toma. If a kli is made from something that was created on the first day of creation, that's Mekabel Toma. What was made on the first day? The earth, the Aretz. So that means if Kelim are made of something like earth, such as earthenware Kelim, Klei Cheres, then Mekabel Toma. However, Basheni ain't by Toma. A kli that was made from something that was created on the second day is not Mekabel Toma. What was created on the second day? The Rakia, the heavens, and you actually can't make anything from the Rakia, and therefore obviously it's not going to Mekabel Toma. Now Bishlishi, Yash by Toma, a kli that was made from something that was created on the third day is Mekabel Toma. That's trees and plants, so that would be considered like clay eights, wooden kalim. Barviu Bachamishi, ain't Bahem Toma. A kli that's made from something that was created on the fourth and fifth day is not Mekabel Toma. We know that on the fourth day, sun, moon, stars, and heavenly bodies, they were put into place, so obviously you can't make any kalim out of them. And on the fifth day, which is when birds and fish that should swim in the water was created, so as we already learned, those aren't Mekabel Toma. Chutz Miknafa Oiz Ubeitzas Namas HaMetzupa, except for from the wing of an Oiz. Oiz is also known as Ozniya, it's a certain type of bird. If kalim were made from the bones of the wing, so that's Mekabel Toma. And also the egg of a Namas, which is an ostrich, if that was coated with something to strengthen it, that's also clearly Mekabel Toma. Now Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, he argues, Manushtan Knafa Oiz Mekal Knafayim. What's the difference between the wing of an Oiz and all other birds? Rather, any kli made from the wing of a bird is Mekabel Toma. Lastly, V'chol Shenev Riyam Hashishi, a kli that's made from anything that was created on the sixth day, animals, shratzim, and people, the tame, that would Mekabel Toma. Moving on to Mishnah Tazvav, now discussing general dinim of kelim. Ha'is a kli kibul mekal makayim, tame. First makes a kli kibul, even though it's mekal makayim, meaning it holds the tiniest amount of something, whatever it is, it's still Mekabel Toma because it's meant to hold something. It's meant to be kli kibul, therefore Mekabel Toma. Similarly, ha'is a mishkav u'mayshav mekal makayim, tame. If a person makes something that's designed for mishkav u'mayshav, for sitting on, laying on, leaning one's body weight on, even though it's very small or just meant for a very small use, it's still Mekabel Toma. This is referring to Tomas Mishkav Maishav, which is a very high level of Toma that's contracted when a Nida, Zav, or Zava sits or leans on something. Another din, Ha'isa Kis Me'ar Hamatza Min Haniyar Tame. If a person makes a wallet or a bag of sorts from unfinished hide or from paper, paper is made out of grasses and herbs and whatnot, Tame could be Mekabel Toma. Now, what about the following? Harimain, a pomegranate, Ha'aloin, which is translated as an acorn, Ve'o'egos, and a walnut, Shechakomatinoikos, that children, little kids, they hollowed them out, they took out the fruit or they took out the nut. And what is it meant for? Lamad Bahamasa Afar, to measure dirt with it. He just uses a play toy with dirt. Or they made it for a play scale. Tame, it's Mekabel Toma. Why is that Shishlam Maisa Ve'en Lamachshava? But they have Maisa but not Machshava. What does that mean? So we know that people who are over Bar Bas Mitzvah, they are Bar Das, even if they just think about something. I want this to be a Kli, it's automatically considered a Kli, and it's Eidu Mekabel Toma, and that's even though they didn't do a Maisa to it, they never fixed it up, they didn't do anything physical to it, it's still considered a Kli. Now, a Katan does not have Machshava, but they do have Maisa. So since they physically made something into a Kli, it's able to be Mekabel Toma. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Tezayin and Yudzayin, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.